Trump responds to Israel strike on Hamas leaders in Qatar, not a decision made by me. By Elizabeth Weibel on September 9, 2025. President Donald Trump responded to Israel's airstrike on Hamas leaders in Doha, Qatar, and emphasized that the decision to carry out the strike was not a decision made by him. In a post on Truth Social, Trump pointed out that unilaterally bombing Qatar, which has worked very hard and bravely to try to broker peace between Israel and Hamas, did not advance the goals of the United States or Israel. Trump also expressed that while eliminating Hamas was a worthy goal, Qatar is a strong ally to the U.S., and he felt very badly about the strike. This morning, the Trump administration was notified by the United States military that Israel was attacking Hamas, which, very unfortunately, was located in a section of Doha, the capital of Qatar, Trump said. This was a decision made by Prime Minister Netanyahu, it was not a decision made by me. Unilaterally bombing inside Qatar, a sovereign nation and close ally of the United States, that is working very hard and bravely taking risks with us to broker peace, does not advance Israel or America's goals. Trump continued, however, eliminating Hamas, who have profited off the misery of those living in Gaza, is a worthy goal. I immediately directed Special Envoy Steve Witkoff to inform the Qataris of the impending attack, which he did, however, unfortunately, too late to stop the attack. I view Qatar as a strong ally and friend of the U.S., and feel very badly about the location of the attack, Trump continued. I want all of the hostages, and bodies of the dead, released, and this war to end, now. Trump added that he had spoken to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu after the surprise airstrike on Doha, and Netanyahu had informed him that he wants to make peace. I believe this unfortunate incident could serve as an opportunity for peace, Trump continued. I also spoke to the Emir and Prime Minister of Qatar, and thanked them for their support and friendship to our country. I assured them that such a thing will not happen again on their soil. Breitbart News senior editor-at-large Joel Polak reported that the explosions were reported to have hit Doha on Tuesday, where Hamas leaders have enjoyed a luxurious exile. Explosions were reported to have hit Doha on Tuesday, at first without any formal explanation. Hamas leaders have enjoyed a luxurious exile in Doha, living in plus five-star hotels and posh homes. The Times of Israel reported that in the aftermath of the airstrike on Doha, Qatari officials confirmed that residential buildings housing several members of Hamas had been hit, and described the strike as a criminal assault that constitutes a blatant violation of all international laws and norms. Saying that the strike targeted residential buildings housing several members of the Political Bureau of Hamas, Foreign Ministry spokesman Majed Al-Ansari says that the criminal assault constitutes a blatant violation of all international laws and norms, and poses a serious threat to the security and safety of Qataris and residents in Qatar. Today's action against the top terrorist chieftains of Hamas was a wholly independent Israeli operation, Netanyahu said in a statement. Israel initiated it, Israel conducted it, and Israel takes full responsibility.